Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, today we're talking about the market trade here as we start off a new week. And last week on the Market Talk podcast, I caught up with Matt Bennett from AgMarket.net during Tuesday's episode, which we saw a nice rally across the entire grain and livestock sector coming out of a three-day holiday weekend. And I got some good advice from Matt for farmers as they're thinking about where things are at these current price levels and this market moving forward. Here was Matt's comments from Tuesday's episode.
There's a lot of experts out there saying, you know what, this thing is going to fade. This market just doesn't have enough fuel for the fire. I totally understand after the last 7 or 8 years that a person would be skeptical, if price is rallying through the roof. But at the same time, you know, you're looking at very tight stocks to use ratios, both corn and beans. We're in a situation with beans where we might run out, you know. And so, quite frankly, I think with corn, you're not going to run out. But at the same time, you know darn good and well that most traders are going to say that 1.5 that the USDA threw out is just not accurate, you know. And I don't want their job. I do not want the USDA's job. But seeing 240 million bushels of export sales to China in 1 week, between the January and February report, and then you raise exports in February by 50 million bushels, it's an eyebrow raiser. Let's face it. It just is. And so You've got to assume in March there could be some further trimming. And I guess my opinion, I feel pretty strongly that your carryout's closer to 1 billion right now than 1.5, you know, so there's a fair amount of trimming that we could still do until we see a fair amount of demand rationing. We keep getting sales and shipments were pretty decent record. You got to think that you're going to continue to see a chance for these prices to go on up.
You know, again, we talk about all this demand rationing and these numbers that USDA is throwing out there for the carryout on both corn and beans. I'm in the camp that you're in. I think this carryout's going to have to go lower, and I'm with you. I do not want USDA's job when it comes to figuring all this out, because it's definitely a territory we haven't been in many, many years.
It is. And so we're tracking together, and I think a lot of people in the industry are tracking with us. But Jesse, the other thing, we as, you know, helping producers, and I farm, we as producers have to understand that, you know, whether we're talking about 550 corn or 1385 beans or new crop, you know, even 450, 7 3/4 and 1180, 1185 and 3/4. You know what? You got to ask yourself, is it smart to be bullish, if you will, at these levels? First of all. Second of all, does it mean you're not still friendly to the market potentially due to fundamentals, due to whatever it might be, just because you make a sale? And so as a producer, we have to understand that quantifying our situation when we're at very profitable levels makes a heck of a lot of sense. Keep some flexibility, but good Lord. You know, after last week, a lot of folks were in panic mode on Friday afternoon because the market didn't close that well. And they thought, oh gosh, you know, three-day weekend, what's going to happen on Tuesday? Very concerned about this. And then you come in here on Tuesday and you see up 13 and up 14, and we're gun shy about making sales again. It doesn't make any sense. We got to be very cautious as to ignore that this market is a volatile market. It's going to go wherever it wants to go. Yes, my tendency is to believe it'll go higher, but if it doesn't, we're going to be kicking ourselves for not making some sales at profitable levels that we haven't seen in a long time.
Again, those are comments from Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net from last Tuesday's episode of the Market Talk podcast. Last Thursday on the Market Talk podcast, we caught up with Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Kansas, and we started to go over the USDA Ag Outlook Forum numbers that we received at the end of the week. And out of those numbers, everything seemed to come in pretty much as expected, although soybeans were a little higher maybe than expected, according to Mike. Here's his comments on those Ag Outlook Forum numbers.
Coming in at 90 million acres for soybeans, that's about 7 million more than last year. So that is a big jump. We were going to rotate towards soybeans anyway because of the low acres last year. And I think we did pick up some extra acres as a result of the prices. But corn came in at 92 million. That was about 2 million, 1.5 to 2 million more than I thought it would be at this stage of the game, given the corn bean spread and given where the crop insurance base price is, you know, likely to flush out here as we get into the true halfway mark of setting that base price. Mm-hmm. But at 90 million bean acres, and using all of USDA's demand numbers from this current year and using their ending stocks number of 120 million bushels from this past month's report, using a 51.5 bushel national yield, which isn't hard to achieve, but it has been the last couple, 3 years. But if we would achieve that, we're still not going to add anything to the carryover. In fact, we'll probably stick right around that 125 to 135 million bushel carryover for the end of next year under that kind of a demand and under that kind of a yield analysis using those big, that big acreage jump. So the market sees that as tight, and it makes sense why the front-end spreads, the front-end markets are weaker and the new crop November is a little bit firmer. One of the things that I think, and I'm jumping back towards what's going on with South America right now, Jesse, is one of the things that I picked up after the USDA chief economist got done talking, and after I read his speech and went through all of his slides, a newswire story broke on one of the major newswires. It said USDA says we may import soybeans because of tight supplies, but wouldn't need a lot because of big acreage or something to that effect. Well, I didn't hear any of that from the ag secretary, the chief economist at all. So I got in touch with a newswire person who I know, who's a really good fellow. I've known him for many, many years. And I said, where's that at in a speech? Give me a page number. And he said that was actually at a press briefing with the chief economist. And so then he later sent me kind of the full contextual side of the comments that the chief economist made. But it leaves open the idea that we are probably down around 100 million bushel carryover for soybeans, if not a little bit less. And we should not be surprised to see anything come in the next couple months into like Wilmington bulk, which is typically where the soybeans or the soy meal exports from South America head into the United States. So I think we're right in keeping the soy meal as our leader right now for the soy complex as we go through South American harvest, which is still very, very slow, and also get planted into that second crop, Brazilian corn crop, which is, I think it was around 8% planted this week earlier versus a five-year average of 33%.
And again, that's comments with Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics from Thursday's edition of the Market Talk podcast, where we talked about some of the early USDA Ag Outlook Forum numbers. And looking at those numbers, core production projected at 15.2 billion bushels for the 21-22 crop. Soybean production, that is projected at 4.5 billion bushels. Higher demand forecasts for both crops will keep ending stocks relatively low, especially for soybeans. And we'll see how the market digests those Ag Outlook Forum numbers moving forward. This has been another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great day.